We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Major bridge collapse in Baltimore. We have the story.
Blizzard closes I-70 in northwest Kansas. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Fallout from a Newton school's data breach. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. After a fairly nice weather pattern recently, temperatures fell below freezing overnight here in Wichita. Looks like quiet weather is going to be sticking around throughout the rest of the week. How warm will we get today? Our complete forecast coming up.
A major bridge collapsed in Baltimore early this morning. Fox's Madeline Rivera reports.
They are treating this as a mass casualty situation. As you can imagine, there are several emergency crews on the scene. There are dive teams and crews from surrounding counties joining in on this massive response. Some of the big questions as of this moment: exactly how many cars were on this bridge when this happened, and exactly how many people were affected. Baltimore City Police telling us they started getting calls about the collision around 1:35 a.m. Eastern Time, with workers potentially in the water. That spokesperson for the Baltimore City Fire Department saying as many as 7 people and several cars, possibly even a tractor trailer, fell into the Patapsco River.
The bridge stretches over a mile and a half along Interstate 695 in Baltimore.
An armed man who walked into Wichita Police Patrol South substation last evening is now in custody. An officer working the front desk noticed a man trying to enter the front door. The officer then saw the man on camera walk around to the station, come in the back door, and go into the lobby. The man put a gun to his head, asking officers to shoot him. Police Lieutenant Todd Ogile says officers shot the man in the abdomen with a non-lethal round.
It did not have an effect on the individual at that time. The officers continued negotiations with the suspect, who will eventually put down his firearm and give himself up to police without any further incident.
And it turns out the man was armed with a pellet gun. He's being held for mental evaluation.
A fatal cop shooting in the Big Apple.
A New York City police officer has been shot and killed after conducting a traffic stop. It happened in Far Rockaway, Queens. The NYPD says the cops approached a vehicle and the suspect pointed a gun towards the officers and opened fire, striking one. The officer, identified as 31-year-old Jonathan Diller of Long Island, died at a hospital. The unnamed suspect was also hit by gunfire. No word on his condition. Police describe him as a career criminal with 21 prior arrests. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A portion of I-70 in northwest Kansas was closed Monday due to hazardous travel conditions. The Kansas Department of Transportation closed I-70 in both directions between Colby and the Colorado state line. KDOT says there were numerous vehicles blocking the road, reduced visibility, and they were advising drivers not to travel if possible due to snow-packed and icy conditions. Nearly half a foot of snow on the ground late Monday afternoon in northwest Kansas.
Cleanup continues after a weekend tornado in Garden City. The National Weather Service rating that tornado as an EF1 with winds of 90 miles per hour. Public Works Director Mike Muirhead says
they were prepared for high winds, which can cause problems. We had the street department and Public Works was ready with dump trucks and loaders to, in the event of debris or trees get knocked over.
Damage was contained to a small area, but it did include residential and commercial damage.
Personal information may have been compromised in a data breach from the Newton School District.
The breach took place last year on March 28th. The review was completed this past February. It concluded that there was no evidence of identity theft or financial fraud. However, some personal information, including financial insurance, bank numbers, Social Security, and passwords, may have been compromised. The district says they will contact people whose information was affected. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Former President Trump's bond payment in his New York civil fraud case is cut by more than half, thanks to an appeals court. Fox's C.B. Cotton has details from New York City.
An appeals court is now giving Trump 10 days to post a bond for $175 million to secure the civil fraud judgment against him, keeping the state from freezing bank accounts or seizing assets. Trump's attorney, Alina Haba, saying this.
I am so proud of the appellate division for giving us the opportunity. They didn't reverse the case, but they will when they see what we saw.
But Trump's efforts to stop his criminal hush money trial from moving forward are far from over. The case alleges Trump attempted to cover up hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels, cheating the voters the chance to fully size up Trump as a presidential candidate.
If the former president posts the bond by the deadline, New York Attorney General Letitia James would be blocked from seizing Trump's assets. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
College baseball action tonight at X Stadium for the Shockers. We'll preview that. Here, Coach Green coming up in sports.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments in a major abortion pill case. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Last week, officials broke ground for a new $357 million wastewater treatment plant in South Wichita. Meanwhile, the new water facility in Northwest Wichita is on schedule and on budget, says Mayor Lily Wu.
The new water treatment plant should be serving approximately 500,000 people and nearly 17% of the Kansas population. So we're not just helping our Wichitans, but people buy water from other communities surrounding Wichita, and we are helpful with that aspect.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS.
Boeing's CEO announcing yesterday he plans to resign at the end of the year. Fox's Grady Trimble reports.
CEO Dave Calhoun will step down at the end of the year, but he's not the only one who's out. So is the head of the company's commercial planes division, Stan Deal, and longtime board member and current chair, Larry Kellner. Calhoun took over as CEO of Boeing back in 2020 after the deadly 737 MAX crashes. He was brought in to right the ship, but while he's been at the helm, the company has been dealing with additional safety concerns and a big PR problem. It all started in January when that door plug flew off of a plane mid-flight. Since then, Boeing has been under the microscope, facing increased scrutiny from the NTSB, the FAA, the Department of Justice, and the general public.
Wall Street Journal reports Boeing plans to meet with airline CEOs later this week.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments in a major abortion pill case.
Mifepristone is a widely used drug to end pregnancies, and its approval process is facing legal challenges. The Alliance for Defending Freedom argues the FDA removed regulations like in-person doctor visits, making it less safe for women using the pill. OBGYN Dr. Christina Francis says the argument isn't about abortion.
This is about taking care of our patients. It's not about whether someone is pro-life or not pro-life. This is about ensuring that women have fully informed consent.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren argues that the FDA has made clear Mifepristone is safe and effective, and the case is a way for Republicans to push a national abortion ban. A ruling is expected in about 3 months. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The Mega Millions jackpot swelling to more than $1 billion.
The Mega Millions jackpot is up to an estimated $1.1 billion ahead of tonight's drawing, marking the fifth largest prize in the history of the game. It's also the sixth time in less than 6 years the jackpot has topped $1 billion. There was no winner during Friday's drawing, and the last jackpot winner was in early December. Since, there have been 30 Mega Millions drawings without someone nabbing the grand prize. According to the lottery, the estimated cash value of the jackpot is nearly $529 million, while the chances of winning is roughly 1 in 302 million. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in Wichita, things looking good, except for we do have that traffic accident, and this is really backing up southbound I-235. This accident happening south of Zoo Boulevard. There may be another accident back further back in that backup now. And so that's all the way back past 25th Street at the moment. You might want to avoid that area again. That's southbound I-235 from 25th to Zoo Boulevard. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With an overcast sky in Wichita, an area of low pressure is now over northeastern Kansas. The clouds will break up behind that, and with a clearing sky, it'll be breezy with a high 46. Tonight's low 24, then mostly sunny and not as cool on Wednesday with a high 52. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, a northwest wind gusting to 31 miles per hour. 28 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve, at the end of the morning here on KNSS, as you heard a few minutes ago, Supreme Court is to hear abortion pill case today. And with more information this morning, Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz is with us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, Steve.
This product or medicine, whatever you want to call it, is this already available to over the counter, or is by prescription?
It's usually by prescription through mail. And yes, it is still available. The Supreme Court actually ruled that these treatments can continue while they're ruling on this. So at least for the next 3 months, this is still going to be widely available where it's legally allowed.
And are we looking at someone trying to make restrictions on the pill itself to stop it, or just on the information around the pill that's going to women who are using it?
Well, so the big push from those who are filing the lawsuit, they claim that the FDA has released a lot of the regulations that initially were attached to this, like in-person doctor consultations before getting access to this. So right now, it looks like, based off what they claim, is that somebody can order this pill and get a prescription for this pill without ever seeing a doctor. And that was a rule that was changed by the FDA. So they're making the argument that this has become a matter of safety, whereas Democrats are arguing that this is actually just a way for Republicans to push a national abortion ban.
Well, of course, we have the never-ending argument over this, but is this going to – will they rule in time to have an impact on the presidential election, or will it have an impact?
Well, we're expecting the ruling within the next 3 months. So in 3 months, we will be in the heart of the presidential election cycle, and yes – I would assume no matter what the Supreme Court rules, this will end up on the campaign trail in some form or capacity.
All right. Ryan, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. That is Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz this morning, talking about an abortion pill being considered by the U.S. Supreme Court. Steve, it's 10 in the morning now, 8:15 on this Tuesday morning. And Dollar Tree announcing this week that it's going to be closing 600 of its Family Dollar locations nationwide this year, and an additional 400 locations over the next few years as leases expire. In an announcement, the company shared that the planned Family Dollar closures, which in total will be 970, as the remaining 30 will be Dollar Tree locations, represent about 15% of its Family Dollar locations nationwide. Anyway, they're going to be closing some stores. You can find out more at our webpage, knssradio.com. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, coming up on 8:17 on a Tuesday morning. And let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at college women's basketball last night, second round of the NCAA tournament. Kansas women out in Los Angeles taking on the number 3 ranked team in the nation, Southern Cal. Close game, about 2.5 during the second half, but USC went on a 24-6 run in the third and fourth quarters, and that did end the Jayhawks. Southern Cal wins the game 73-55. Trojans advance into the Sweet 16. The season comes to an end for the KU women with a record of 20-13, one win shy of the Sweet 16. At college baseball tonight at X Stadium, Wichita State hosting Oklahoma State. Both teams with 15 wins on the season, nearly identical records. Here's a Shocker head baseball coach, Brian Green.
We'll just continue to just get after it week by week. Our message to our guys is very simple, and it's always week to week. So it was a 2-2 week last week. Prior to that, it was a it was a better week, and this one is going in. We've got one and then three, so let's be 3-1, if not 4-0, and that's the goal is week to week, and then keep chopping it up. And if we can do that, we can maybe control our emotions.
Mike Kennedy on the air with Shocker Baseball at 5:45 p.m. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH from X Stadium. JUCO men's basketball, the 77th annual national tournament underway in Hutchinson. The season has come to an end in the round of 16 yesterday for the number 9 seed, Cowley, falling to number 8 seed, Northwest Florida State, 85-70. Cowley season comes to an end on its home court, Hutchinson Community College, in first round action yesterday. Hutchinson, the number 11 seed, beat South Carolina Salkehatchee, 96-82. Hutchinson men now 28-6 move into the round of 16. They got to play again tonight. 11th ranked Hutchinson hosting number 6 seed Chipola out of Florida. Chipola is on a 9-game winning streak with a record of 29-4. Hutchinson and Chipola, good round of 16 matchup. That's at 7:15 tonight in Hutchinson. Let's take a look at pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Cleveland Cavaliers win at home, beat the Charlotte Hornets 115-92. Off the bench for the Cavaliers, the rookie from Wichita State, Craig Porter Jr. The action on Valley Sports.
Porter pass was tipped. Merrill rescues. Back it goes to Porter. Porter, nice between to the Hornets. Hangs in the air. Banks and scores. And Craig Porter with an acrobatic chance at the three-point play.
Coming down, he gets through the double team, takes a hit, lays it in. Opportunity for a three-point play.
Yeah, Shocker fans have seen that before. Craig, 4 of 6 from the field shooting, 9 points, 4 assists. The Cavaliers are in the number 3 spot in the Eastern Conference. They did snap a 3-game losing streak with that win. The Brooklyn Nets win on the road in Toronto, beat the Raptors 96-88, getting only his second NBA start. In the starting lineup for the Nets at forward, the rookie from KU, Jalen Wilson. The action on the YES Network.
Yeah, he doesn't turn. He does not turn 20 till July.
And the layup is good for Wilson, plus the foul.
Nicely done there. Jalen Wilson with 12 points and 5 rebounds in his second NBA start. Nets get that win and snap a 6-game losing streak. The Nets are 5.5 games back for a play-in spot here late in the NBA season. Big birthday today. Need to look at former Kansas City Chiefs running back Marcus Allen. One of the greats of all time. He is 64 years old today. Played in the NFL for 16 seasons, the first 11 with the Los Angeles Raiders, and then the final 5 seasons of his career with the Kansas City Chiefs. 6 Pro Bowls, one of those with the Chiefs. Left the Raiders, joined the Chiefs in 1993, scored 12 touchdowns his first seasons with the Chiefs, led the conference. Of course, the Chiefs had Joe Montana at quarterback and Marcus Allen at running back. Got all the way to the AFC title game. Marcus Allen scored touchdowns in all 3 Chiefs playoff games in his first year with them. He was named the NFL Comeback Player of the Year and played for the Chiefs for 4 more seasons after that. He led the Chiefs in rushing every year except his final year.
How about that?
Of course, Sporting News listed him as one of the 100 greatest football players of all time. Happy birthday to the great, legendary Marcus Allen, the Pro Football Hall of Famer who spent 5 years with the Kansas City Chiefs. Marcus Allen, it's his birthday. He is 64 years old today. Happy birthday to Marcus Allen. And that's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Biden is trying to rally his base. That's coming up for Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 now and 28 degrees. Presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is expected to announce his pick for a running mate today.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign says he will reveal his choice for vice president at an event in Oakland, California. Several names have been floated as a possible VP pick, and the campaign has confirmed two of those on the shortlist, NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former pro wrestler and Minnesota governor Jesse Ventura. Another name rumored to be under consideration, California-based attorney and mega donor Nicole Shanahan. Kennedy has upcoming campaign stops scheduled in California and Pennsylvania. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A second person has died following an apartment fire last week in Chanute. 90-year-old Jolovan Haymaker had been airlifted to the KU Med Center in Kansas City due to severe injuries. He died Saturday. 22-year-old Kalen Jones died at the scene last Thursday. The fire marshal says the blaze was started by a cigarette thrown out on a balcony. Strong winds helped to spread the fire. Even though a fire alarm in the building was pulled, the flames burned through the wires and silenced the alarm. One person died in a weekend crash in Salina.
The accident happened around 11 Sunday night when a car struck a bridge pillar and burst into flames. The Salina Police Department and Salina firefighters responded and found a Toyota in flames underneath I-135 near Cloud and Centennial. Police say only one person was inside the vehicle. That body was transported to Kansas City for an autopsy and to help with identification. Investigators say that the car was damaged so badly they could not read the vehicle's VIN number. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The U.S. decided not to veto a U.N. Security Council vote demanding a ceasefire in Gaza, and that caused a reaction by the Israeli government. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has the latest.
Administration officials said they are perplexed and surprised by Israel's decision to cancel a delegation's trip to Washington to discuss Rafah. The change of plans comes after the United States refused to veto a United Nations resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said failure to block the proposal was a clear retreat from the previous U.S. position. That UN vote was the first of its kind to be approved by the member council. Meantime, as Israel's war on Hamas rages on, Vice President Kamala Harris issued a stark warning about any future military operations in Rafah, where about 1.5 million Palestinians are currently living, most of them displaced.
Monday's resolution called for an immediate ceasefire during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, passing 14-0. The U.S., however, did not exercise its veto power. A man has died after a freak accident in Wisconsin.
Officials in western Wisconsin say Carlos Medina of El Paso, Texas, died after he became stuck in a municipal water tank as he was cleaning sediment. He was in scuba gear and using a 90-foot suction tube while in the tank in the city of Blair. Authorities say he told coworkers he was getting cold but continued to work. His coworkers say he may have become hypothermic and lost his strength. They say they were unable to get him out of the tank because he was tangled in the suction tube. First responders pulled him out, but life-saving measures were unsuccessful. Medina's death was ruled an accident. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
The Wichita City Council meets today. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News a workshop is scheduled.
A workshop will focus on the pickleball complex in South Wichita, as well as economic development, and the third, the budget.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cloud cover is thickening around Wichita and south central Kansas early on. Temperatures fell below freezing overnight with some clearing today. A northwest wind will be a bit breezy, or high 46. Cold high pressure arrives tonight down to 24. Sunny on Wednesday with a high 52. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, northwest wind gusting to 31 miles per hour, 28 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 now here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Blizzard forces shut down of I-70 in northwest Kansas.
Two.
Major bridge collapse in Baltimore. Cars and trucks in the water. Casualties expected.
One.
Man armed with a pellet gun surrenders after confronting police at the South Wichita substation. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now, continue to avoid the area. We have a traffic accident. It is southbound I-235. And it is south of Zoo Boulevard. Now, traffic volumes have thinned out quite a bit, so that's looking a little bit better at this time. However, traffic is still running slowly in the area. Might want to continue avoiding it. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 45 degrees. Partly cloudy, cool tonight. The overnight low 24. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 52 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. Northwest wind gusting to 31 miles per hour and 28 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, and trading's underway on Wall Street this morning after all three major indices closed down yesterday. Opening up this morning, Dow is up by 28 points. The S&P is up almost 14, and the NASDAQ is up 71 points this morning.
In local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, a New York-based gutter service announcing yesterday it's headed for Wichita. In the hands of Danny and Katie Beck, Danny and Katie Back, the brothers that just do gutters, is set to open its first Wichita franchise location at 921 East Douglas, Suite B, right next to the IT consultants, RBS IT. Originally from Albuquerque, Danny Back is a practicing lawyer in Wichita at Hutton & Hutton Law Firm and a father of three boys. Two of his sons have special needs, which Back says has given him and his wife a different perspective on meeting the potential of individuals in the community.
2.5 years after Glow 365 or 365 opened its brick and mortar location in the Commerce Arts District, the business continues to get bigger and is now headed to a downtown Wichita home. Owner Jill Crotty said she's aiming for a high-end luxury medical spa and wellness center look and feel as Glow 365 targets a June or July opening at 142 North Mosley in Old Town. Crotty, a nurse practitioner, said she's seen interest in the holistic natural services she offers only increase since opening in 2021. Now she's leasing 6,700 square feet and will over double her footprint in the Finn Lofts at 430 South Commerce. That's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Legislation in Washington State, known as the Stripper's Bill of Rights, has been signed into law. Governor Jay Inslee signed the measure Monday, which creates safer working conditions for people in the adult entertainment industry. The law requires employees training in establishments to prevent sexual harassment, identify and report human trafficking, de-escalate conflict, and provide first aid. Well, thank goodness they've got some regulations going in Washington State for that industry. Steve and Ted this morning, and we had some wintry-like weather up in the northwest part of the state, but it's also, of course, severe spring weather season, and the 2024 Severe Weather Safety Program put on by the Sedgwick County Emergency Management people. Tonight's showing is in Derby at the Derby Public Library. Starts at 6:30 in the evening. It's free. It's open to the public. If you'd like to learn something or about severe weather, that'd be the place to go.
Exactly.
National Spinach Day reminds us of the health benefits packed into these leafy green vegetables. Not only are there so many delicious ways you can enjoy spinach, it's also incredibly good for you. An annual spinach plant. Spinach grows natively in Central and Southwestern Asia. I did not know that.
I love a good spinach salad.
Spinach rich in iron, vitamin C and E, potassium and magnesium. Yeah, this is a healthy one. As part of a nutritious diet, it can help support immune function and the digestive system. So today is the day we celebrate spinach. All right. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. And his guest is Megyn Kelly, journalist, talking about Trump's legal woes this morning. At our top of the hour news this morning, we'll be talking about that bridge collapse in Baltimore this morning that has sent several vehicles into the ocean. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day, Stephen 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
It's time for spring cleaning, and there's no one better to call than our friends at Zero Res.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.